cliffcentral.com. Man, I miss that guy. Brown Dash and Vroom Vroom. You know, Brown Dash used to live in my area. And how are you doing, by the way? And welcome to the weekly mashup. How are you doing, Candy?
Good day. I'm Gutsy. How are you?
Well,
well, we as good as one can be.
We survived,
with Trump being president.
You know what I mean?
Africa being flooded.
Is it a whole? Is it the whole of Africa?
I feel like South Africa symbolizes Africa to me.
Oh, okay. I think there's a huge sigh of relief in the ANC because, like, finally, they'll start talking about other people's presidents now as opposed to ours. You know, it's like
it's a disaster.
We're like, we have Zuma, but you have Trump.
But can I tell you what's the irony of all of this?
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those people who were indifferent. I was like, oh, you know what? One really likes Hillary anyway.
Yeah.
I don't like Trump. It's like voting for the less of the two evils, know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in my head, I was saying this with a conviction that Hillary was going to be
president. It's a done deal, right? Like, how crazy can Americans actually be?
No one is that fucked up.
Yeah. then you realize, no, actually Americans
When my mom called me, because like I was still at the gym, I was like, no, the results aren't, you know, because our results take a while.
Yeah.
I was like, no, the results will be in later when I get home. She's like, no, Hillary just called Trump and said she's conceding defeat. I was like, nah. I'm like, is it from CNN? She's like, I'm watching CNN. Shit.
And you wrote some stuff. I saw your memes and your you know, your Facebook posts. I usually do like or comment. But I'm trying to get a visa right now. You know, I'm trying to renew my visa, my American visa on Monday.
And Trump, I didn't want
you to mess that up.
Yeah, he kind of holds a grudge.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Like,
he does.
I'm scared that I might never get into
America.
You
really won't. Not at this rate. I don't know if you noticed, you're very black.
I am. And another thing is, to be fair, I wasn't really going at Trump. Although I was extremely disappointed.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Keep going.
I was going more at TB Joshua, the Nigerian pastor.
Yeah, TB had something to say, didn't he?
Who said like a week ago that God told him and God showed him that the female that America is going to get a female president, and you know it laid heavy on his heart.
Who believe in what TB says.
You have no idea.
Oh, okay.
It is the craziest phenomenon.
Yeah.
He's got churches all around the world, by the way. And people, I don't even know how many people he's got, like, liking his page on Facebook.
Mm.
And he said, like, no, you know, this is what's going to happen. So I had conviction that if God told you, then it means that it must be true.
Yeah. I mean, because he's the only one with that
well,
that
clearly special. Signal was a problem because...
Yeah, I think you got the wrong number. Because that happens. You know, I try to
it
call
happens.
You sometimes
cross,
and then there's someone
line.
Else who's talking like, hello? Hi, can I talk to Candace? Candace is Nirni. So like, maybe it's just a Remsich
cross line.
Thing.
It's a cross line.
And maybe
thing.
Like your neighbor came into your house because you know Remsich, y'all got a lot of, I got a lot of Buddha. And apparently you didn't even get like any rain or a lot of rain yesterday.
We got 10 minutes of rain.
For a farming area.
What if? I do
a lot
not
of
live in a
there.
Farming area. It's a very developed area. I live in a really nice place.
So what are the Buddha doing there? Because a Buddha is a farmer.
No, but it's not predominantly Afrikaans people either.
Oh, you mean
Afrikaans? There are quite a few Afrikaans
Buddha,
people.
Afrikaans people, of course.
Yeah, there are quite a few Afrikaans people, but it's not like, it's not as much. Like, there are a lot of celebrities that live that side.
A
you know, because
players.
It's very...
you mean? I haven't seen any other... Oh, TT lives there as well. Is he a celebrity?
TT
Mba.
Oh my gosh, he was supposed to actually call us back because we're looking for a house now.
Oh, and so you're going to buy one from TT?
No. We wanted to support black business because obviously, you know, it's important. Oh no, he didn't even get back to us. Like we called him once. He's like, okay, I'll get back to you. Mm. Didn't get back to us. WhatsApp, nothing.
He's probably busy getting some easy another house.
He is, you know, so we're not a big enough deal.
I urge you to keep trying.
Because actually the other white estate agents got back to us pronto.
No, they will, but they'll disappoint you. I'm not going to be... I don't want to be the black Trump. I just learned a very hard lesson
really?
In supporting black business. Because, you know, I had my wife and I, we both, you know, we're in this thing.
Yes.
This legal battle. battling each other. It was like having an argument and then paying people to just be there.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's a lawyer. It's not really a real estate agent. Like with real estate agents, they just show you a house and they let you sign.
Yeah. But my point is this, right? So we started out, you know, like my lawyer is going to eat your lawyer.
Because
I was confident, you know, I got this white male lawyer. His name is Gavin. And it's going to happen. I'm gonna chew up. And then she got a white male lawyer. His name is Barry. And it was on.
Not Barry Roo, hey?
No, not Barry.
Oh, thank goodness.
We, you know, I think between us, we spent about 200K in about 3 months.
Ballers.
And nothing's happened. We're back to where
Square
we kind of started right now.
Like, well, you should have just had a conversation.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like,
200,000 rand is an expensive conversation.
We did have a conversation, but there were these other guys, there were these white guys in the room, right?
Who were charging you guys per hour.
Yeah, and they were just letting us fight.
Oh,
they were
my
just like,
gosh.
Her people would just say stuff or let us say stuff that was just crazy, you know?
But don't you think
like,
it's
I want 50,000 rand a month. And it's like, but how am I... I don't care. You're gonna make it happen.
Oh my!
And you're never
gosh.
Gonna see your baby again. Okay, that was. okay, maybe that was me. Maybe don't make it like she was a crazy. All the time. But like they just let us say stupid things, right, at each other.
Yeah.
And all the while they know that the more we say crazy things, the more hours we're gonna be.
No, but I don't think it's necessarily a race thing. I think it's just a corporate thing.
And in 2 days it was sorted.
Okay. No.
Like I said, I'm not trying to disparage any particular race group. But you know when you're in trouble, right? The day I got arrested at the magistrate's court.
Oh my gosh.
And the cops are there, right?
Yeah.
They're taking me away.
Mm-hmm.
And like my lawyer, I just know he has no experience
with that kind of
yeah, like the basics of criminal stuff that black people have to deal with on a daily, you know? So I just found some random black guy in a robe.
Okay.
I tell you, in like 2 hours, my bail was sorted.
Okay, but to be fair, let's just put it this way.
This other guy cost me 22,000 for the day. And he was, I don't know what to do with the bail.
Oh, my gosh.
And then this ducky, you know, with the robe, he's like, yeah, no, don't worry. I'll call the prosecutor. He'll be out in 5 minutes.
Okay, how much was the black guy?
It was 5 grand.
We undercharge. That's another problem with black business. Like, we tend to undercharge because we don't think we'll get acknowledged. You know what I'm saying?
But you see, that's the thing. You see, because I was like, sorry, I'm going to let you speak. This guy, he was like, you know.
It's heavy on your heart, I can tell.
Yeah, it was heavy. I mean, he had a bit of an English speaking problem because his accent was very Afrikaans.
Oh, man.
And that can either be good for you or can be really bad for you.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in Pretoria, it's a good thing.
Mm.
But in Joburg, it generally tends to not
it
be so good.
It can work against you, yeah.
And generally, if the prosecutor's surname is either, you know, a Zulu surname or he's Indian, chances are it's better if he wasn't that heavily Afrikaans.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially when, like, he was starting to piss the cops off. They were like, look, man, we're trying to be nice to this guy. We're even going to take him in an unmarked police car and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But that's what we have to do. And he was just, like, talking crap that even I was like, shut up. Stop talking.
Look, I don't think it's a race thing. I think you just chose a really shit lawyer. Or a lawyer who just didn't care.
All three of them.
Yeah, but maybe, are they from the same law firm?
No, they were from different law firms.
Oh, because no, maybe...
The first one is an advocate, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, an attorney.
Okay.
So he got all these other advocates, like his friends.
Okay.
She's good. She's
yes.
And they all gave me crappy advice, and they charged me top dollar for it.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
I know, and then I got this, like, young black guy, and a couple of meetings later, we're sorted.
Wow. So, supporting black business.
That's my rallying cry for today. I know that that's very controversial, what I said.
Oh my gosh.
And I just trumped Cliff Central right now.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like we're going to have a hearing after that.
Probably have a hearing because, you know, Gareth is white as well. I'm not saying that
as
a DJ, the black DJs are better. You know, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying if it's a legal thing.
Look,
it's a legal thing and you're facing criminal charges.
I think you should say from your experience.
Oh, yeah. That's like a disclaimer. From my experience.
I've never had legal
and my
issues.
My ex-wife's experience. Don't do it. Because like, she came to court yesterday and there were no lawyers.
I've never had legal issues.
But she can talk to me.
But with all the amount, well, 200,000 rand worth of legal experience. I'll pay. It's fine. Like, I just don't feel like you would get me off.
I probably would. I got myself off at the High Court.
Oh my God. Yeah, after 200,000 rand, I feel like you got a really smart amount after 200,000.
That's a very hectic lesson. I could have got an MBA.
That's an expensive lesson. Like,
I got an MBA.
Yeah,
in life.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But if you need bail or anything like that, I'm your man. You know, I can sort you out. And don't think that it won't happen to you, because
I don't feel like it would happen to me.
that's what I thought.
I just don't see why anyone would want to get me arrested.
Oh,
I'm
really?
So mild mannered.
Oh, really?
I'm
I used to think that about myself. I'm a nice guy. I give to charity.
No, I'm not even saying it like that. I mean, like, I'm a really nice person. I don't even have road rage.
They're going to love you
in prison. I don't. Do not speak that on my life. I mean, I should probably not say never, because I never thought Trump would be president either.
Yeah,
so anything is possible. Mm. But I'm hoping that in my life, prison is not a big possibility for me.
It's not a big deal, guys.
No.
You might not have to.
I'm never going to prison.
Go through the system.
No, I don't
you
want
go through
to.
Prison. You wouldn't go to.
No.
You got money. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't.
No. A couple of BMs. You'll be fine.
No, I don't want to. I don't even care about the money. I just don't want to go to prison.
I never realized how easy it is to actually end up in prison.
No, but you're a man. It's, you know, for a man, it's kind of easier to land up in prison than it is for a woman.
I feel like I need to poison someone. No.
Don't say no.
It's not that easy. I'm trying to warn our listeners. You know,
oh my gosh. How not to get into prison.
Our female listeners are out there going, if that man ever try to leave me, I'm going to cut up his clothes. I'm going to burn
joke.
His car.
We speak hypothetically.
I'm going to scratch his Range Rover. I'm going to put a brick through his BMW.
We speak hypothetically. We don't actually do that shit.
Do it and see.
No.
You're being caught three at the magistrate's court.
This is hypothetical.
You are here for bail, huh?
This is very hypothetical. Like, okay. Very hypothetical. Look, I'm not vindictive like that. Like, I speak it.
I'm telling you as a brother.
No.
Just walk away, Candy.
No, I speak it. Like, I'll always be like, oh, you know, this, I do that, or I do this, whatever. But I never do.
Just walk away.
Like, I had the power because I had someone's, like, passwords to, like, their...
Walk away!
To Instagram, Twitter, everything. So I was just like... I'm going to just, like, post some crazy shit and then, like, change the password. And then, you know what? I was like, you know, I'm a good person. I'm not going to get down.
Away.
No, I didn't. I just left it as it was and I walked away.
That's right.
Because Jesus is on my side.
That's right. He'll fight for you. Hallelujah.
I'm like, because I'm being the bigger person, you know, Jesus will take up this battle cry.
I'm so glad that I've turned this around for all of us. You know, I feel like,
oh my gosh.
I feel like my faith has borne fruit. Because, you know, now you're talking about Jesus. You know, when we started this,
I had to go through this for you to talk about Jesus. No, can I tell you something? After the floods happened in Joburg and people's cars were floating off and people were standing on their roof.
Yeah.
And then Trump became president.
Trump won first, by the way.
Trump won first. And then we got affected by the natural disaster that comes with Trump winning.
And that's the first one.
And yes, so I was like, you know what? The end is clearly near. So I need to make good with every power that's out there.
Yeah, there's only one.
No,
I
respect all.
There are others.
You know, we don't know. I just respect and love all.
You can respect the others, but you just need to believe in
them. I respect and love all. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
What I'm saying
I'm not going to get left off that trip.
You keep talking like that and the rapture happens and I'm just going to be like, see you later, Candy. I'll catch you in heaven, I hope. You know?
I should hope that being a good person will get me there.
No, it's not.
Don't say that.
No,
don't say that to people.
It's just not. Like,
guys,
you know, everyone's
guys,
like, you know,
tweet
I'm
us and
a,
tell this man he's wrong.
I'm such
Stop
a good
it.
Person. Ooh, you know, I'm a good somebody. No, it's not going to help.
No. I just feel like enough chaos has happened. Like the world is just like resetting itself, you know? So it's like Trump had to come in to just cause chaos so that we could actually see. You know what surprised me, actually?
Surprised?
I keep getting back to Trump. What's
You're in love with Trump.
No, you know what?
Are you hoping he's going to be a blesser?
Oh, hell no. Firstly, I'm black. I'm too old. And I speak, I make
You're
disparaging remarks. apparently, I'm old for a lot of
and you're
over
talking,
40 years.
You're like
yes, and I'm a chip chipper.
Shut up. Let me grab you
oh
by the...
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Let me grab you by the Trump and shut up.
Oh, my gosh. Trump.
That's what we should call it.
No, that's ridiculous. So, like, with Trump, what actually got to me was not necessarily the fact that it is Trump who was winning or whatever, or that a man won over a woman or that kind of thing. It was just the highlight that so many American people actually believe, you know, in the racist ideologies and the misogyny and just the crazy shit he was saying.
Yeah.
That's what really gets me. Look, I'm like, how many people were just chilling and like, oh, you know what? Let's make America great again. Let all the Mexicans leave. Like, woman, yeah. Why y'all in corporate anyway? Like,
is that what he said?
What?
Is that what he said about women? Why are you guys in corporate?
No. He never said that. But
what
he was very sexist.
What
He's like, with women, you know, when you've got success and money, you can do whatever you want with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can grab them
how,
by...
How untrue is that?
That is very true. No. Oh, you mean like, oh, I thought you meant the statement. How true is the statement? I'm like, there was a clip.
No. I mean, how true is his statement?
It is very inaccurate.
He said it, right?
Because that's assault. Like, I don't care how successful you are. I will punch you in the face.
Oh,
if you try.
No, wait. I'm not talking about the second part.
What? If you are successful.
If
what?
You're successful, blah, blah, right?
Women will let you do anything to them. Which part are you addressing?
I don't know if it's anything. Hey, you know what? Before I get into trouble,
I don't think. No. No, genuinely. Genuinely, though, I meet a lot of successful men on a regular basis. And if, like, many of them are assholes, you know, or many of them just look at me like, oh, another chick, or whatever the case is. And if I can tell in their demeanor that I'm just another woman to them. Yeah. But if any of them try to overstep that mark, I would punch them in the face.
Fair
I
enough.
Will deal with it when I get there, but
fair
I will.
Enough. And now you're doing not Muay Thai, you're doing MMA.
Well, conditioning training.
Post MMA. Like you're doing, you're learning how to beat up MMA fighters. So
yes.
They better be, you know. But here's the other thing.
And
like,
a boxing background, so I will really
you
punch
know what
you
I mean?
In the
yeah.
face.
Yeah, and actually, you don't need a man.
Yeah, to as protect in, me physically at least.
Physically or financially.
Yeah.
Because you know, you're doing this for yourself. You're
yeah.
on your way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're pretty sure of this.
Yeah.
But how many of your peers are the same? And I'm not talking about the physical protection, just the financial protection.
No. Look, I think at the end of the day, a lot of women, yes, find themselves in a certain tricky situation. But at the same time, we can't make the blesser epidemic highlight all women or all
yeah,
young women.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
there are many young women who turn away blessers and, you know, guys who with money who just want to give you a comfortable lifestyle for 2 months or so until they get the next one.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, I've seen a lot of girls turn that away and
yeah.
be like, you know what, I'm going to make it on my own regardless.
Do you think that maybe we're going to get to a point where the phenomenon is going to be totally the other way around?
No, but it's always been there. Like, no, this part of the blesser, it's just, it's been renamed. I mean, before it was the sugar daddy.
Yeah.
And it's been there forever.
I don't know, it just seems dangerously more usual.
Overt.
Or maybe it's reported more. Or people are allowed to talk about it more than they have.
No.
It was a taboo,
because people now make it, like, they make it sound like it's a normal thing. Like, I mean, okay. you'll go on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter and someone will say proud side chick. It's like, what the fuck?
Is this, I mean, that's like
what do you mean?
That those two cannot
bullshit.
Exist in this. Those two ideas cannot exist in
no,
the same
No, you can't be
sentence.
Proud.
And a side chick. You can't. It just doesn't make sense.
You are a man and you are saying this. Like, there's no way.
You've just thrown away your pride by being a
by
side
being
chick.
By being a side chick.
And if you're proud, then I don't know.
No, that's bullcrap.
Yeah.
Like, and I think...
Proud side chick. I'd like
no,
to meet
there's
her and her friends.
No, don't joke. There was like a whole thing on Twitter on... Uh-huh. And I know we have a lot of listeners who aren't from South Africa, but... So what happened on Black Twitter in South Africa
mm-hmm.
was that a girl tweeted.
That crazy
place. Yeah, our Black Twitter can get heated though.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, a girl tweeted this girl who was hashtag proud side chick, and she was like, you know, I'd have some self respect, blah 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 blah. And then she was like, I'll have self respect after I take your damn man. So don't play with me.
Don't play with me.
Don't
girl,
play with me.
Because I'm good at that. I'm good at taking
yes.
your man. I don't know where I'm taking him. I might just take
yes.
him for a couple of days.
And then,
in fact, I might just give him the cookie.
No, but
and
don't joke. Don't joke. And then she said to this girl, like, you know. Just because you speak so damn much, trust me, when your man sees me, it won't even be like, you know, it won't even be hard work for me to take him. And I was like, who says that? It is Twitter. Like, we Google your name and that's the shit we're going to find. You know, I'm trying to employ you.
Yeah, I was about to say, right? And then she's like, in an interview. So like, let's check out your
Twitter
account. Whoa.
I will take your man. I hope you're talking about my man.
You're like, I'm about to hire you. We're going to have some heated conversations.
Right.
So you're going to take my man if I tell you you're not doing
right.
Like, smoking day, why would you do that?
But that's the thing. I don't get why people still don't understand that virtual reality has become a part of our everyday life.
Very much reality.
Exactly.
There's nothing virtual about it.
Nothing.
But here's the thing, right? Let's go back to Trump for a second.
Yes.
You mentioned that, apart, I mean, he's racist.
Mm.
What were some of the things that he said about black people? Because I'm
okay.
asking this because I've been so indifferent about Trump. So I kept thinking,
because you were like,
he's crazy.
He's never
going to
win.
Never happen. Like, this
we
is...
all thought so. Okay, so the one obviously was the Mexicans.
Mm.
That there needs to be a border wall,
yeah.
a wall, actually, yeah. to keep Mexicans out. And that
Mexicans
are criminals and whatever, whatever. And then afterwards he backtracked and then he said, no, I didn't mean all Mexicans. I just mean the ones that come here. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Okay, that doesn't make any damn sense
because
they all come there.
And then he said about Nigerians. The Nigerians also need to go back home because he met a Nigerian guy and he realized how they were stealing jobs and that kind of thing. So they also need to be shipped back. And I was like, number one... We don't ship people anymore.
No, we just don't, do we?
No, it's just not acceptable. And then the Nigerian thing is like, you know, you can't meet one Nigerian man and then like color all of them and say...
Unless he was a particular Nigerian. It's funny because I always meet amazing Nigerian people.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? And so...
My nail tech is Nigerian.
Yeah. So I'm always confused by the whole Nigerian stereotype a lot of times. Because I know there are some people who deal drugs who happen to be Nigerian.
Yeah.
Just like there are a lot of people who deal drugs who happen to be South African, who are Zulu, who are Sotho, who are Xhosa.
But they're also white-collar criminals, like your Rupert Murdochs and all those people.
And they're white drug dealers as well. I've met a few of them as well. You know,
I've never met any, just to state it on the record.
Friends and acquaintances. It's not like I was there buying stuff. I just want to make that clear.
I was like, wow, you've got a really intensive research on your drug dealers.
I wasn't buying stuff for myself.
So you were just buying stuff for other people?
Well, I wasn't really actually buying stuff. I was just in the back of the car.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let's like move on. But what I'm saying is everybody that Trump is talking about can be whatever Trump was talking about. You know what I mean?
What? Okay, but a generalization is exactly that. I can make any generalization in order to substantiate what I want to say. So if I want to meet a man, for example, or like I'm dating a particular man, and then he breaks my heart, I'll be like, all black men. All black men don't know how to provide. All black men don't.
Right?
And it's like, you dated one. Like, you know, like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't represent all black men.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So generalizations, we make them for ourselves in order to substantiate whatever it is we're saying. So I don't think anything he actually said had any merit. Well, clearly some people do. That's why he's president. But
yeah, and that's why like, I'm like, has America gone that crazy? I mean, after two terms of Bush, it seemed like they came to their senses. They
with
voted
Obama.
For Obama, right? Mm. And then two terms of Obama, they're like, no.
We're going back.
We're going, like, whatever
we're
Bush
going
did,
way
we're
back.
Going, like, we want worse.
But you know what gets me? It's like, okay, look, I wasn't a huge fan of Hillary. I won't lie. Like, I wasn't into the whole hype of her.
Why did you have a problem with Hillary?
It's not
she
that
like
I necessarily...
A nice old lady
No. Okay, so that was Bill's problem. I'd never put what Bill Clinton did on Hillary, because a man's going to cheat if he wants to cheat. That is not a woman's fault.
Yes.
So for me, that was never it. But like the policies she would support within the times that she was, you know, Secretary of State, and the things she'd say versus the time she actually started running for president, she flip-flopped on some policies, you know. And
okay, like what?
And there was...
I mean, like she did say at the end, just before she lost the elections, she was going to build a wall. The same thing that Trump said between America and Mexico.
She supported it a while back. Like, so it was a notion that was going to happen, and then she supported it then, and now all of a sudden it was like, war? I would never be that inhumane, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And of course, we know that as Secretary of State, you do a lot of ish that, you know, and you overlook a lot of things, like some of the emails that came out about her AIDS, you know, husband, and she knew all about this, all this crazy
Hang
stuff.
On. What AIDS? She has AIDS?
No. Her legal aide, so her right-hand woman.
Oh.
Or left-hand woman, right-hand woman, yeah.
Okay.
So her closest, like, ally aide. With, yes, her aide.
Yeah.
So her husband cheated on her.
And then what did he
And
say?
There were these emails that were going around, you know. She knew about it. It was going through her server and that kind of thing.
Oh, but, wait a minute. But that's not fair, because it was going through her server.
No. But this is the problem, because the Clinton server, obviously, is everything needs to be overlooked. I mean, you are dealing with national security. You can't just be overlooking-ish, like, you know, today I'm bored, I'm tired. Like, I'm not going to read this shit.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? This is like personal.
No, exactly. So this is a very, you have to keep a close eye on it. You have to really see what's happening within your circle.
Okay.
And some of the things, you know, it's just... For me, she wasn't an ideal first female president.
What her aide's husband, the husband of her aide, having an affair had to do with Hillary.
No. It wasn't necessarily the fact that he was having an affair. It was about how it was going about. You know, I don't have access to the emails right now, but I'd be able to read them to you.
Just like your take on it.
No, for me personally, like, I don't remember exactly what happened, but it was very seedy. It was very much like, ugh.
So Hillary should have jumped in and like stopped.
No. It's not that she should have jumped in or it did anything, but I mean, when you're using state security to protect certain secrets, it is very...
Oh, so she was protecting her husband.
It's not necessarily that she was protecting, because the problem is with all these WikiLeaks emails that come out, right? You don't know the context of these emails, so you're just seeing emails just flying around and you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, if you're getting like 1,000 emails a day, you know, you're gonna get a few are gonna slip through
exactly. So for me, when those emails surfaced and she was, because it was just before now the elections happened, then she'd never like refuted them. She was just like, I find it ironic that they come out now. You know, I'm like, who cares? Like, just say, yeah, like, I was away, I wasn't away, you know, that kind of thing.
I was aware that the guy was a cheating bastard.
Oh, no, but there were other things. I just can't think off the top of my head what those things were that were within these emails.
We're moving on
from the email. Yes.
The other one.
No, I don't remember all the emails, but
I know. I'm just talking about
The other issues.
Yeah, the other Hillary
issues. For me personally, I just didn't feel her. Like, I was just like, this is not an ideal.
She seemed a little bit aloof.
Feel like she faked a lot of the things. For me, it was just like she was saying things in order to become a president instead of actually, like, I never believed in her. Let me just put it that way. It was a personal thing. I didn't believe in her. But I think, you know, for me, it would be very different if Michelle Obama had run. Obviously, she couldn't run now, but like I'm saying, like in future.
Why not?
Okay, well, because your husband is getting out of office and you're like, I'm staying.
Yeah, I like this place. No. I'm going to run, baby.
No.
It's her constitutional right. She should have run. I would vote for Michelle Obama. But
genuinely, I think 2020, if Michelle Obama ran, it would be a very different story. Should not just because she's black, but because she's educated. All her speeches. Michelle Obama is one of those people whereby you come into contact, like, you know, or you see her come into contact with people and she's just got a presence, you know. Like, I could believe in her. Like, if she was president, I'd believe
Barack
that shit.
Barack Obama into a president.
I feel that.
Yeah,
I feel that.
Like, before that, he was just a lawyer.
She's like, baby, I see potential.
Yeah,
exactly, I know where we're going.
But she might be running up against Kanye West.
I'd still vote Michelle.
You know that's going to happen, right? 2020, Kanye West running.
You know what? After Trump, I think anything is fair game, if we're being honest.
I don't see why not.
But did you know that 11,000 Americans lined up, voted, and they voted for Harambe the ape?
Wow.
So 11,000 votes, people woke the fuck up.
Hang on a second.
Stood in line.
That was on a ballot?
It was on a ballot. Harambe. So 11,000 people.
Harambe is a word, an African word.
Yes.
Yes.
But it is used to describe this particular ape. And they literally stood in the effing line. I was like, 11,000 votes.
I think that could have changed everything. I think those votes were just saying between... I'd rather have Harambe the ape.
You know what? Exactly. They weren't ideal candidates. They really weren't.
And that was all America had. I think that's the problem with America. You really do have like two people. Really,
okay,
right?
But you know what? At the end of the day, it's just about voting for the lesser of two evils. Like, I feel like even if you didn't like Hillary, let her get in for her 4 years or 8 year term, you know, because none of them ever stay for four. Let her get in, next president, and you're like, okay, sure. Okay, now we can actually get a decent candidate to run. You know what I'm saying?
But do you think people hated Barack Obama so much that they were willing to not vote for the Democrats?
People were complaining that, you know, America had gone through a couple of things. I mean, these are some of the interviews I was watching on CNN yesterday. People were like, America has lost because, you know, we're going through economic hardships. People have lost their jobs, that kind of thing. And Trump can make America great again.
Which were caused by...
economic...
George Bush, 2008.
But no one ever looks at that, right? No one wants to look at what you inherit when you become a president.
Yeah.
You don't inherit this like clean slate where you're like, now I'm just going to fuck shit up.
Yeah,
you
know? It's like,
baggage.
Yeah, I found it like this.
It's like when you're marrying someone who's got like five kids, you're inheriting them and their baggage and they're like...
That's a problem.
And their past and you know what I'm saying?
But sometimes you can marry someone without five kids. They might
and
not have any kids
and still come with
all,
really bad.
But you really got to interrogate baggage. The family background a little bit. That's what I'm saying.
You do. Yeah. No joke, you do.
Yeah.
All of us are so in love with a person and we're like, oh my God, he's perfect.
Mm.
And then
you
don't find out. You don't find out this crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like,
don't just see Candy on Twitter and see her post on Facebook and think, oh, you know. And she wears that African attire so well, I can just see her in my coat.
Oh my God.
No, just to go deeper.
In fairness, if people had to judge my family from face value, I've got a very attractive looking family.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've never seen a family where like the siblings look, you know, decent. The mother looks, you know,
No, you're well put together.
Know, our family looks very good.
Yeah.
Postcard wise.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really misjudged.
What are you guys gonna do a reality show?
Oh, hell no!
Come on.
You would be the most hated family in South Africa.
Yeah,
we have zero filters.
Behind closed doors.
Zero
right?
filters. It's not about because I mean, people by now know that I've got zero filter.
Well,
but imagine having to narrate my life all the damn time. Like, if you guys saw me going on dates,
I just want to see her on TV. I think she'd be a superstar. Like, I think maybe.
No, she would be.
I think
she
you're saying that because she'd be a bigger superstar than you.
No, my mom is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. I guess. But she would also be very hated because my mom has got zero filter.
Yeah.
She's one of the most temperamental people I know.
Yeah.
I love her to death. Mm,
she's
but
like
she
my
can't.
Dad.
She can't like just keep it in. You know, like.
No, my dad
even if there was a camera, right?
I think he says about other people.
It's not even about other people. Like, this is the problem, right? With the Kardashians, they're very like, oh, you know, like we're gonna pretend this is authentic, but it really isn't.
Yeah.
But with my family, I just feel like we wouldn't care that the camera's there. Like, if we are pissed off, we'd be like, yeah, fuck you. Like,
okay.
That's how it's going to go.
Oh,
throwing shit and da da da. And then, like, 10 minutes later, people will be surprised because now we're eating food. No, we never hug. We're just eating food.
That's like, how you break up. It's like, everything's okay, it's just eating.
No, because you don't have a choice now. It's either you're going to starve or you're just going to get your ass together and come eat.
Just eat. Like, we're going to work this out after this meal.
Or don't eat.
Yeah, like, you're not angry. You're just hungry. You're hangry.
But you see, that's the problem. No, I always think about that. I'm like, no, I would definitely be hated.
You know, we don't really throw stuff. But, you know, I love my dad to bits.
Yeah.
But he has a tendency to talk about other ethnic groups. And there's no safe ethnic group. Like, you know, I don't even want to mention the other ethnic group. Because then...
they're going to be looking at your dad.
Funny. So you might not know which ethnic group he talks about. If I said, like, right now, which ethnic group. There's no safe ethnic group.
No one is safe.
Mm.
But that's like my grandmother. Like, no one is safe. Like,
no one.
No human being
and
alive
he's got
is
every,
safe.
Every stereotype about every ethnic group.
But don't
He'll
you think
it
comes
it
from a certain time? Exactly. Don't you think it just comes from a certain time in our country's history that has formed certain thinking?
I think so.
Like, you know, I've never heard more stereotypes occur and being said than when I'm sitting with my grandmother or, like, you know, older.
And he's like, you can't say that anymore.
Shh.
But, like, he'll say it about every, like, but the thing is, they usually prove him right. So you're like, oh,
it's because if you go out looking for us, if you go out looking for us, you'll find us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like when I say to people, like, I don't experience racism often. Mm. It's because I genuine, and people
don't look for it.
People are going to be like tweeting me, like, I don't fucking look for racism, you bitch.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. It's just that I genuinely just go through life trying to make myself happy. So I just don't have time to be accommodating people's negativity. So I'm just like, okay, cool. You know, I'm just going to focus on me and go on with my day. But then I've got a friend who, wherever they go, it's like racism follows them. They just, everywhere they
go. They're just a victim,
like,
everywhere they go.
We walk into a restaurant, oh, they fucking hate me.
Yeah.
I'm like, now they do.
Now they do.
I'm like, yeah, now they do. Because you're like staring them down. You're just coming in with that heavy aura.
With that aura of, I am an African woman. Treat me with respect.
And the dignity I deserve.
Yes.
You know, and you're like,
and you ignored
me
for like 5 whole seconds. I just stood here waiting for a place and a menu.
Yeah. You know, that's a problem though. Mm. Like, I'm just like, no, but it's, you know, when you grow up in a black household, I just feel like all of us, we all know deep down, we can try and deny it, but there's always a racist in the family who doesn't want to admit.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
But they're not racist. They're not racist as in like, oh, we black, we hate white people. They black, they hate black people. They hate white people. They hate colored people.
They hate
everyone.
They're old, like, they're like, I'm Betty.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes my dad will say messed up things about Betty's.
Yeah.
And
my grandmother,
like,
too.
Yeah. And,
not,
and like,
not Betty, but I mean,
his mom was
things.
Swati, Shangaan, whatever. And like, Shangaan people, they get a lot of, you know, flag.
Yeah.
Swati people, Zulu people.
Yeah.
Xhosa people.
Oh my gosh.
They especially get a lot of flag.
No, but you know, it's the worst when they actually like categorize just all black people. Like, like my grandmother will always say, like, God forbid you take something from my grandmother and you forget to say thank you at the moment it touches you. Because then she'll be like, ish. But
black,
you know,
people.
Hey, thank you, Dakimar, which means like black people just don't have gratitude.
Yeah.
Like, you could bend over black. I'm like, it just touched me. I was about to say thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. So how did we get you? We got you because we were talking about Trump
and
his racism, and then Hillary.
And then
why she wouldn't be.
And
then Kanye president.
Racist. She just like,
I don't think she's racist, no.
No, because
she's just not.
She's married to a black man. Bill's a black man. You know, he plays a saxophone. He's got that southern drawl. He's got side cheeks.
That you just stereotype everything right there.
I know.
Can I tell you
did
something?
Did I just stereotype black men?
I dated a black man.
You did.
Who was so.
Good for you.
Once. I pat myself on the back every day.
Yeah.
No. I dated this particular, and the reason I'm saying black man is because he lived his entire existence trying not to be identified as like a typical black man.
And what was
certain stereotypes like, oh no, you can't come to my office to have lunch because I don't want them thinking, oh, here's another one. I'm like, so how many have you taken? None. I was like, so I'd be the only one.
Exactly. Ever.
Like, ever.
Yeah.
Like, no. And he's like, so then I asked him, like,
that's a, actually, can I just stop you there? That's but I understand what he's trying to do, but that's a very tough thing to do.
That's really tough.
How do you not live your life,
dude,
not be stereotyped as a black man?
That's very difficult.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm like, if he lived in the States, it would be like, you know, like it would be tough for him as well. Mm. But anyway.
Yeah, so I want to hear some more. And what else did you have?
No. So then, okay, so that was number one. And then the reason he doesn't buy modern expensive, he's going to kill me.
Modern expensive.
He doesn't buy, because he had like vintage expensive cars.
Oh.
Because that's a white person thing, apparently. Like when you buy old expensive shit.
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I suffer from that as well. I feel it
no,
every
but
time.
You have really modern expensive stuff.
Yeah, every time I buy a modern
you don't try
expensive
and fight
car,
it, though.
I don't. I mean, I'm fighting it inside. I'm like, no, don't buy a new BMW. Like, it's so unnecessary. I'm buying it. But what are white people going to say? They're going to be like, typical black man. He lives with his mama and he drives a BMW.
Oh,
an expensive
my God.
One. And I'm like, but I didn't live with my mama when I bought it. It's just a circumstance.
No.
I'm now the typical black man. I live with my mama.
Don't say typical black man.
I drive a very expensive. Don't say typical
like,
black man.
It's like that, that stereotype,
racism,
right?
I'm not woke. Racism. I'm my own racist. How did that? I'm so sorry.
Black no, but in fairness, what we're speaking about is what being... but fighting your own stereotype.
Right.
So he said that, okay, cool. So then I was like, okay, chilled, you know. So he buys really expensive vintage cars. And I just never got it because I'm like, this is so inconvenient. Like the windows, you still have to roll up. Like, I don't care how
There's no sat nav. And you just pay $3 million for this car.
I'm like, I don't care how many people look at you on this road. Firstly, all the black people are like, what the F did you go and do?
They're not impressed. Why did you buy a Porsche from 2 decades ago?
Exactly. So then that was another one. And what was the other one? Oh, so I asked him, like, you know, have you never, like, because, I mean, he works in a pretty big office.
Law firm.
He worked in a pretty big law place.
Office.
And,
okay, firm.
And then I was like, okay, but surely, like, in that huge-ass place, because it was one of the biggest in Africa, I was like...
It's the biggest.
It's the biggest in Africa. So I was like, you should have met a girl, like, before I came along, and I don't even work there. So I'm like...
There are some hot ones.
I was like, exactly.
I've been there one time, and I was like...
They're very expensive, like, you know, that place. But so anyway, so I'm like, you should have met someone. He's like, oh, date a colleague? How black of me. Like, oh my God, this guy has got issues.
Complete
issues. So, I mean, we suffer from trying to not be black sometimes.
Like, a lot of the things that you just mentioned, right, are not necessarily black, but they've been placed on us.
Yeah, like we're the only ones who do it.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys, I just made this money now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, trust me, I am going to buy a brand new Range Rover, like when I have the money. And I'm going to buy a brand new Porsche because I want to see what that feels like. Maybe my grandchildren will be like, no, you know, we've had this privilege for a couple of decades.
It's so true.
So now we are going to buy a villa in Saint-Tropez. Good for you.
But that's the thing. Like,
my grandparents
didn't have this ish.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
But I don't know. I feel like it's just such a, like for me, I walk around not giving a if. Like,
I don't fit in with black people.
I don't fit in with white people. I'm just my own human. Mm. Like, you know, black girls look at me like, who the fuck does she think she is?
Yeah.
White people look at me like, who the fuck is she? Yeah, yeah. So I'm just always walking on my own little drumbeat. I really don't care.
Nobody wants to hang out with you. They're all like,
I'm that unlovable.
We really don't want to be around her.
They're like, we never know what the hell she's going to do with that hair.
Yes.
We
yes,
never know
yes.
what she's going to be wearing.
You know, that's so unblack. Do you get that pressure? Like, your dress, like
did.
The way you're dressed today.
I did.
Like, someone comes up to you and says, you know, you're dressed very unblack today.
I've never ever heard that. I've never heard that. But I've seen it. I've seen like the looks I'll get. But you know, it's funny. I always just tell my siblings this, like my two brothers. And I'd say to them, you know, I don't get it. Like sometimes, like, you know, it's black women will look at me in just this way. Like they'll pause a conversation just to stare at me, like stare me down. And it's not like they look away when I look. They pull a Kanye on me. They just like...
Yeah, they just keep looking at you. Like, yes, we're looking at you. Yes.
Yes. So... So I told my brothers and they're like, nah, it must be in your head, whatever. So I went out with them one day and we just went to Woolworths. It wasn't even like an intended going out with them. I was just like, let's just get to Woolworths quickly. We get there. These two ladies were doing activations outside. So now we're thinking, okay, this time I genuinely gave them the benefit of the doubt because I was like, oh, they just want to, they stop their conversation so they'll talk to us. Like, you know, do you have a Woolworths card or whatever?
It's like the activation. Right. People. They're not even like, you know.
They don't care. Like, yeah. They stopped. They literally just stared at me. My brother's like, I'm so good looking. Why are they not looking at me? I was like, because they really hate me.
Well, maybe, they, you know what?
Well, not hate. They just like, you know, yeah. Processing. What if they,
what
just
if they
saw.
Thought that, what if you have a look of a super, like, maybe they think you look like you are, who are you a celebrity?
I don't look like anyone.
Are you? No, not like you look like, but like, yes. Who is a celebrity we don't know? You know, sometimes you look at someone, you think.
I don't know. I think you're giving me a lot of credit.
I'm just trying to, help you. I'm trying to be your
no, don't worry. My self-esteem right is pretty, it's
no,
pretty
there's
okay.
There's nothing wrong with yourself. I can tell you now. You got that. You got self-esteem. You got it, girl.
Can I tell you something? Trevor Noah actually said it best. He's like, you know, when you don't care whether people like you or they don't, that actually makes you a stronger person because then you're not doing anything for any particular person. You're doing it for yourself.
I used to care. And but 2016 broke me.
Really?
Yeah, 2016 taught me that it doesn't really matter what people say or what you do.
Because you won't die.
Yeah, people are going to hate you.
Yeah.
People are going to, it doesn't matter
what
you
wait,
do or say.
People wait, right?
Yeah.
They wait for you to fuck up.
Yeah. But that's not that I fucked up.
No. I'm saying like just generally, people wait for something they
something
can say
that can,
that's
like,
negative.
They can jump on you. Like I didn't know, like people were like hiding in the shadows behind bushes, around corners. There were so many of them. On especially like on Black Twitter, who were just waiting to put a knife in my back, like plunge it.
No, but
I
seriously,
had all types.
And they loved you like 2 minutes ago.
I know,
then,
mm-hmm. But you know what I found strange though.
What?
I found that most people who really don't like me are like the nameless
yes,
gender
the
equality.
Egg.
The egg people, but also the, you know, the people that like the women who wear the scarves on their heads and like generally have that funny smelling natural hair. Yes, I'm disparaging. Yes.
my gosh.
But you know those ones, right? The ones who are like.
And I've seen the ones
hate
who
you
you're
because,
talking about.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Okay. They hate me. They really do. I don't know what I did to them.
No, but no, I just don't think some people are just negative. Like for me,
I think
I'm this person. Look, if I don't like you, I won't follow you. It's that
really
simple.
That's simple as well. You know, I've never
really
taken time out of my day to like throw shade at somebody on social media. Like I'm gonna find
this person and like really
I'm gonna find their handle and I'm gonna craft a particularly indecent message about them.
Yeah,
and one of them was like. Like, she just kept going, you know. She like, did this for
but how much
and
time
like,
do you have? That's my thing.
That was my thing. I was
that's
like, clearly you're unemployed. And I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do for you.
Yeah, no, it's investment. That takes investment.
But I also learned that I'm very famous. I mean, I made on the cover of The Star, The Saturday Star.
I mean, that is pretty, something.
Like, for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, but you were there.
I was there. No, write me up,
it can
write me
be
down,
on the CV.
Write me.
They say, what? There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah.
No, but you get those people.
How do we get to that?
No, but you actually, like, you've been in this industry for a very long time. You've been here for, like, 20 years or so.
Yeah.
And so, like, people have really had time to get to know you, whatever. So, with you, there's always, like, people have been waiting, right?
Mm.
For me, the people I don't get is I'm a nameless person. I'm just like out there in the world of the abyss.
We're gonna kick
no, there
ass.
Was a, you know what I don't get? Like I get female type behavior. Like when females like throw shade, whatever, I'm like, you know what, it's okay. You know, because I'm a woman, I get it. You know, they hate you now, but they'll love you later because they just don't understand you. What I don't get is a man that exhibits female type behavior. Like to me, that is like some
that is
bullshit.
Called a bitch.
Like,
a man bitch.
I had a man on Facebook who would literally make it his life's mission to comment on every single effing picture I posted with something negative.
Really?
Something negative. And then I was like, dude, like, what the F is wrong with you? Like, are you okay?
Are you
mentally
right?
Okay?
Yeah. But some people are not mentally okay. Here's
no,
the thing.
He's clearly, he wasn't.
You're asking a question as if you're going to get an answer that is going to be like,
oh, I get it.
Yeah. No, a lot of people actually need a lot of psychological help.
They do.
Like, first of all, if you're going to go on social media and then put in all your details and just have an egg, like
dude,
for me, that's like already you have a mental issue. No, then you don't even put an egg. You put your own face there and you put all your details. And, and like, there was this one young guy who wants to be an actor.
Yes.
Or an MC or of what. I've never seen him on TV. That doesn't mean he doesn't exist somewhere on TV. Yeah. You know? I don't know what he
We've
does.
We've got something called OVHD TV or something. So
yeah, I'm sure
apparently it's another channel.
Yeah, I'm sure he's on something.
Or another decoder.
That I don't know about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're trying to start out in this industry, right? And if you make it in some way, we're going to bump into each other. Like, if you actually just get further than where you are right now, just like, you're not in my
sphere
because we just don't go to the same events, don't pay the same taxes. But one day, we might, you know, you might come to an event because you might get there.
Yes.
Right now, you're not there, but you might get there. And it might change the whole atmosphere that I am there.
But can I tell
and
you?
And I've got the power to just say,
no,
this guy needs to go.
No. But the problem is, I think, like, because you've got how many, like, Twitter followers? Like, over 70,000 or something.
No, almost 80,000. It's a small number compared to, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so
mini,
you've got, you've got over 80,000.
40.
Yes. So, okay, but you've got a pretty big following, about 80,000. Yeah. And I think when people do, like, crazy-ish, or they tweet you, no one actually thinks you're going to take the time to go into their account, check out who they are, that kind of thing, you know? So everyone's just like, bah, 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 bah.
I just want you to know, if you tweet me and you're negative, I'm going to take my time. I'm going to take a screen grab. I'm going to put it in my special vault.
What?
And I'm going to remember you for later.
I really don't have that energy.
Oh, no,
like,
I do.
For me, because I just...
It's fun.
No, but you know what it is? And I don't want to be like, oh, I'm holier than thou, whatever. But it's just like, I don't care. Like, I genuinely to God don't care. Like, no one has died from being unfollowed. Like, I always tell people this. Do not come into my Facebook DMs and say, you know what? I am unfollowing you. Thanks, girl. I didn't even know you were here. Like, bye.
Yeah.
You know, just keep it moving.
There are a lot of people that I just keep blocking because, you know, honestly, I always go, if you're just going to take the time to do that, I'm not even going to, like, keep quiet. I'm just going to, like, I don't want you anymore. You cannot follow me. You have no right to unfollow. You no longer exist in my world. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing.
Oh,
I am going to take... the thing is, fortunately, there aren't that many.
Yes.
But those 10 that do exist...
Mm. You take your time for.
I'm going to... You know what? I'm going to keep you somewhere. I'm still coming for you. Don't worry.
But I don't know. Don't you feel like... I always feel like this. I say... This world is pretty hectic, right? So all of us are trying to do something with our life. All of us are trying to become someone, change the world, do whatever we're doing. So for me, I'm like, I just don't have that kind of time to take all that energy that I could be taking in being in the industry or going here or in improving my mind or growing.
Sure. There's no time
to just hate someone, you know?
It also just slows you down.
Yeah, I mean, I can, like, make videos about Trump and TB Joshua because I find it hilarious.
Did you make the video or did you find the video?
It was my face. I made a video with TB Joshua. No, man, it was just a video like how I'd look at TB Joshua if he wasn't.
Oh, yes, I saw that. And your eyes were like, how'd you get your eyes to do that?
My eyes are huge.
That's a special gift. I don't know how it will help you make money.
It won't.
Yeah.
But I can get paid to just sit in front of church and just look at pastors who have fake
impressed.
Prophesies.
I was like, you know, that's some big eyes you got there, girl.
So I hear people are all. Someone actually said to me, like, they were reversing into a garage.
Yeah.
And they're like, please just help me, you know, so that I don't hit the other car. So I help, I navigate, and I thought I was good. He gets out the car, he's like, you are the worst human being to literally direct someone. I'm like, but why? He's like, your eyes always look like they're in shock. I'm always scared I'm going to hit something.
And you're walking around like, what
he's
the
like,
hell?
Every time I was like, what is she seeing that I'm not seeing?
Like, no, I just have them open.
I'm like, those are my eyes, though. Like, yeah. I can't deal. You know, it's what God gave me.
Oh, by the way, before we go, the good news
is there good news?
This is very good news.
Oh, my
this
gosh.
Is very good news.
I'm listening.
Don't miss tonight at 7:30.
What channel?
On SuperSport 4.
Okay.
We have a documentary on how Sundowns became the champions of Africa.
It literally went deep.
I take it you're not a Sundowns fan.
I'm not a soccer fan.
Oh, so you don't have to be a soccer fan. You just have to be a Sundowns fan. Like, they're the best team in Africa right now. You know that, right?
I know
they
that now.
They trumped Zamalek.
They trumped.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say they trumped Africa, but that's actually a negative connotation. Like, you can no longer say that. That's like, that's a wrong thing to say.
Yeah.
Yes, so they're the champions of Africa. Uh-huh. And we're going to show you how. It's a documentary, so.
Oh, did you make the documentary? Were you a part of the making
of
the documentary?
I was part of the team. Yeah.
I don't want to lie to you.
I'm also a Sundowns fan. I just want to put that out there.
No, but I don't want to lie to you. I'm probably not going to watch
Cabo
it.
Cabo Yelo, my Sundowana.
Yeah, no.
Cabo Yelo. Ay, ay,
I don't want to lie to you.
Rafe. You don't know any of those songs?
I will not be watching.
Ake ke rafe la
Yo, you are not helping, eh?
No.
Did you, guys, if you guys are in Joburg, Tamisha and I were surprised that we're going to be a part of the Christmas carols this year.
Why were you surprised?
Because I can't sing. I just don't understand why our faces were on the pamphlet.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. On the banner. That. I was like, why would they put you on that and mislead people? Listen, don't ask for your money back.
Oh my gosh.
Because we promise you, Candace is probably not going to sing. She might introduce some songs.
I hope so. Like, I'm a very good speaker,
okay,
just not
you
a
can do
really
a
great.
You could lip sync.
You know
something,
what? I'll
right?
be a part of like probably the Soweto Gospel Choir. Like, I'll just like
be the quiet
just
one.
Like,
yeah, you'll be the clapping one.
Yeah,
but
you know,
like,
just
even
like
your clapping, like right now, like what?
You're like, I don't even get the beat.
I know you dance like a white girl, but you
oh
clap
my
like
God.
A white girl.
Stereotypes. Oh my gosh! Like
yes.
What?
Yes. Yes, it's okay. I just stereotyped. I did. I don't mind.
Oh my gosh. I don't dance like
I'm
any particular
to say
race.
Like that. I'm a black man. Like, we got it tough. I'm a black man who was in the system. You know what I mean?
You were.
I got
you,
bailed. I was at court and everything.
You
so
would be
I'm,
like,
I'm now typical.
You should be a rapper because then you'd actually have proper street cred.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I just did a rap tune.
Don't say that.
I'm telling you.
Please don't say that.
I'm telling you.
That is just
yo!
Terrible. Okay,
yo!
Give us a few bars. Let's see what you got.
Oh. Oh, man. Pour a martini because it's a rap. Girl is gone like gone girl ain't coming back.
I'm sorry. Go. Sorry.
You threw the dice, thought it would be pop, but now it's crap.
Guys, please man. Vote for this. I don't understand.
I mean, I got
maybe
it. Right
I'm
now.
Just not.
More?
Maybe
a
I'm.
Few more bars?
No, maybe I'm just not like you
what
know
you
my
mean? You
my,
didn't like
my
what
earbuds.
I just said?
Maybe my earbuds just
yeah,
aren't
well,
like properly
know,
attuned.
I don't
want like,
I'm not
hip-hop?
Saying this. I'm not saying this in a bad way.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm not saying this to disparage you.
You've been very disparaging today, Trump. There's something in the water.
But you know, you need to have rhythm
in order to enjoy rap.
Yeah.
I don't agree. I think
why?
I just need to have ears to know what I'm hearing.
Okay. Look, I'm trying to find. Oh my gosh.
Did you delete it?
I think I might.
I would have deleted
mistake.
It.
Really? You know what, Candy? You know what? You know.
No, a good friend.
No,
a good friend
you.
Will tell
forget
you. A good
you
friend will tell you
about.
Where you are thriving and where you are failing. And I wouldn't want you to pursue a career in a field that
can I,
may
can I,
not.
Can I just leave them with a few lines?
Oh, good
so
luck.
So when we started, it was pure bliss, no complications. But I was the patient and you were medication. Insinuations demanding dedication. Then all our stop signs became exclamations. I find it hard to commit. You're asking what's the deal? Because there ain't no free lunches. Gotta pay the bill. Stop asking what ifs and ask what's your will. And so I'm saying that I'm sorry, girl, for all these problems. I'm just doing what I can. I'm just trying to solve them.
It rhymed.
Well. You know what? One trailer.
Oh my gosh. Thank you
note,
so much
you
for listening,
what?
Guys.
Have that's a... why it's so hard to be a black man.
Whatever.
Because of all these black women.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, just
black Twitter, go in on him.
Yeah, I know.
Go in on him.
You didn't have to say
he's
stop.
Been...
Say something. Yeah.
Being disparaging all show.
Oh my gosh. You know, I love black women. I love you ladies.
Oh my gosh.
I can't even find a great song. Like, how do you end the show after that?
Yeah, I think anything would be pretty appropriate.
Let's play an old classic, actually.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Goodbye. We'll see you guys next week on, I was going to say, The Sky's the Limit. But
Sky's the Limit?
No, that's a show they should watch out for today about sundowns.
Don't do that.
Okay. But this is the weekly mashup.
Bye.
Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.